Claire. You might actually enjoy it.
Thankfully, Susie seemed to run out of steam in a relatively short time with her live-a-little pep talk and packed up her tray.
Want to catch a movie later or check out the new bar on the corner?
Susie asked.
I've got to run over to Mom's to pay her bills for the month.
One day you're going to have a wild moment, and I hope I'm still young enough to appreciate it,
Susie said with a dramatic sigh.
Okay, catch you later.
And don't do anything I wouldn't do with hot buns.
No matter what the differences between them, Susie was a breath of fresh air in Claire's otherwise dull daytime routine. She laughed under her breath and thought to herself, if Susie had any idea what I was doing last night, she would probably die of a heart attack on the spot. She hoped that would be over before anyone ever knew the lengths she was forced to go through to pay her mother's medical bills. She gathered up her own tray and headed to the front to drop it off.
How are you doing today, my love? George asked.
George had been with Danvers running the cafeteria for 30 years, hired back in the day Marshall Danvers, Jason's father, started the company. George always had a smile for everyone, and in truth, a soft spot for Claire.
I'm good, George. Thanks for asking. When are you gonna let me take you away from all this?
Now,